Hello and welcome to Epiderma Podcast. I'm Dr. K.C. Dharamkumar, a dermatologist with a specialization in hair transplantation. In this episode, we'll be discussing the latest techniques and technologies in the hair transplantation, including the FUE, that is follicular unit extraction, and follicular unit transplantation, and also robotic hair transplantation. Hair transplantation has come a long way in the recent years with new techniques and technologies that offer more natural looking results and faster recovery times. One of the most popular techniques is the follicular unit extraction, or FUE. FUE involves harvesting individual hair follicles from the donor area of the scalp and transplanting them to the recipient area using small, minimally invasive incisions. This technique can be performed manually or with the assistance of a motorized punch, and it's ideal for patients who prefer shorter haircuts or have minimal donor area. Another popular technique is follicular unit transplantation, or FUT, which involves removal of a strip of skin from the donor area and dissecting it into individual hair follicles, which are then transplanted to the recipient area. This technique is ideal for patients who need a large number of grafts or who have a more advanced degree of the hair loss. Robotic hair transplantation is a newer technology that combines the precision of a robot with the expertise of a skilled surgeon. This technique uses a computerized guided robotic arm to harvest and transplant hair follicles, allowing for a greater precision and consistency in the procedure. Robotic hair transplantation can also reduce the risk of human error and increase the speed of the procedure, resulting in faster recovery times of the patients. Ultimately, the choice of technique will depend on the individual patient needs and goals, as well as the expertise and experience of the surgeon. That's why it's important to choose a qualified and experienced hair transplant surgeon who can recommend the best technique for each patient's unique needs. That's all for today's episode of the Epiderma Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.